Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Annyeong mga K-drama pamangkin, it's Tuesday and I'm officially back for one final season. So I hope you can still join this K-drama tita of yours for a few more Tuesdays. Pero bago pa ako maging emotional na naman, simulan na natin ang chismisa na mainit-init ko pang ihahatid sa inyo. How fresh? Like so fresh. Like katatapos ko lang panoorin ang last episode nitong K-drama. At ito na nga, recording na agad. Because it's time to talk about the latest rom-com K-drama na nagpakilig sa sambayanan every Saturday and Sunday for the last 2-3 months. Kaya nga ang tanong ngayon, pasado nga ba itong K-drama sa inyong tita na may master's degree in K-drama major in rom-com? Stay tuned to find out. Mga K-drama pamangkin, it's time to talk about the K-drama King the Land. As per Wikipedia, King the Land tells the story of Gu Won, played by Lee Jun Ho of the K-pop group 2PM, who is the heir of the King Group, a luxury hotel conglomerate who was thrown into an inheritance war. And Chon Sarang, played by Im Yuna of SNSD or Girls' Generation, representation sa mga second-gen K-pop titos and titas out there. Anyway, played by Im Yuna, who is a hotelier who always has a smile on her face till she meets Gu Won. And long story short, mga pamangkin, it's your typical enemies to lovers formulaic rom-com. But aside from their love story, we also get a sub-arc naman courtesy of the BFFs ng character dito ni na Im Yuna at ni Juno. Actually, Im Yuna pala. But even with that, I swear, this K-drama is your typical rom-com. And it's formulated as it can be. But there are a few things a little different in King the Land, which for me made it memorable. Well, at least for me, okay? Memorable siya sa akin. But before we get into what made this K-drama different from all the rom-coms and why I said it was memorable for me, pag-usapan muna natin, let's talk about what made it so typical, like any rom-com K-drama that you have already seen. First of all, okay, like the usual rom-com, there's no deeper message, explicitly or hidden in the K-drama. Walang societal problem na bibigyang pansin sa K-drama na ito. Nothing. So in short, hindi ito malalim na kwento, okay? So do not expect na may malalim na kahulugan or may malalim na mga kaisipan or messages na ibibigay sa iyo itong K-drama. Wala. Ako na nagsasabi sa iyo, wala. This K-drama is really more for entertainment. And again, a way of escaping the stress of the real world. And like what I always say in this podcast, sometimes that's really all you need. Escapism. Diba? Maka iba lang yung isip mo, ma-distract ka lang ng konti. And if that's what you're looking for, then this K-drama is so for you. Now, second to that, second again is the characters. Their backgrounds and even the number of friends that they have is so formulated. Kaya naman sabi ko nga, this is one of your very typical rom-com K-drama Now, if you have ever listened to my episode on how to cook a rom-com K-drama, I don't remember what episode number it is. Search nyo na lang. But anyway, if you have ever listened to that episode of mine, para akong manghuhula doon na I was able to predict na King the Land, the bidang lalaki will be rich, as in chable rich, but with some kind of trauma or baggage, which is often some kind of abandonment issue. Usually, ganun yung preference nila. May abandonment issue yung ating bidang lalaki. And aside from that, his main issue is really just about his family. Either hindi siya nakaramdam ng pagmamahal or mag-aaway sila ng mga kapatid niya because of inheritance. Diba? Mga ganun. Yun yung pinaka-issue niya sa buhay. Everything else, he has it. Looks, money, talent, matalino, ganun. So, ang issue lang talaga ng bidang lalaki is family. And because of this trauma or issues, he has problem getting along with everybody or trusting people. So, he will have only one friend close to him. And often, ito yung secretary niya. Now, tell me that does not remind you of any K-drama, any rom-com K-drama. Tell me how many K-dramas you remember na ganun ang bidang lalaki. I can remember so many. Ang dami kong naaalala with just that description. And the female lead is no exception. Okay? As expected, it is very formulated as well. Often, they are the polar opposite ng bidang lalaki. So, kung parang pinagsukluban ng langit at lupa ang bidang lalaki, para namang ray of sunshine ang bidang babae, full of hope and positivity. Often, their main issue is mahirap sila or kailangan nilang kumayod para mabuhay. But in terms of family and friends, di sila nagkulang. Often, ang bidang babae will have their parents or a parent or guardians na caring for them, loving them, and masaya kasama, rayot kapag kasama, and at least two BFFs na either kababata niya, kaklase niya, kapitbahay niya, or kung office romance naman ang setting, office mates niya. Ganon. And again, tell me how many K-dramas you remember na ganon yung setting or yung character ng bidang babae. Ang dami. Diyos ko, parang sa description ko palang naisip ko what's wrong with Secretary Kim, a business proposal. Andami! So, you see, King the Land is just like that. It's, again, with all the formulated characters up to the number of friends that they have. Yung lalaki, isa. Yung babae, dalawa or more. Ganon. So, it's very formulated. Now, third, the whole plot of the K-drama often revolves around the two leads finally realizing feelings for each other. And then, you know, trying to figure out how to maneuver in their opposite world, diba? Yung typical Cinderella kind of love story, diba? Mahirap yung babae, mayaman yung lalaki, ngayon na nagmamahalan sila, they would need to find out how they could be, you know, be together despite the differences of their level, I would say, or ranking in the society. Ganon. So, this King the Land is no exception. It's the same thing. That's their main issue. Walang iba pa. Walang mamamatay dahil sa may sakit. Walang ganong mga drama. Yun yung pinaka-issue nila. It's just maneuvering their love story, their romance in their opposite world. You know, and I can think of so many throughout the years, of so many K-dramas throughout the year na, again, it's similar to King the Land. So, King the Land is filed together with all of those K-dramas na pare-pareho din yung ganun yung theme or yung plot. But, you know what? Here are the things that made King the Land different and memorable for me, okay? And it's, no, it's not about the chemistry, okay? Because although you might hate me, and it's okay. If you felt na super kinilig ka ang tindi ng chemistry, that's good. That's you, di ba? Iba-iba naman tayo. May iba na di masyado kinilig. May iba na tama lang. May iba na sobrang kinilig. And that makes us unique, pamangkin. Okay? But again, this is just me. So I'm gonna say what I felt during the time that I was watching the K-drama. Okay? And I know you might hate me for saying this, but honestly, it took me a couple of episodes before I finally felt the chemistry between the two of the main characters, Nina, Junho, tsaka ni Yuna. I mean, it took me, I think, 3 episodes before I finally felt that chemistry that people were raving about. And I can see that on Twitter, on Instagram, and TikTok, diba? Alaming nagsasabi, oh my God, this is nakakakilig. And I was watching it, I think, first 2-3 episodes, and I was like, hindi ko maramdaman, nasaan yung kilig? And yes, hindi po ako sumabay-bay. Hindi po sumabay-bay sa mga kasama ng iba na every weekend nakasubaybay. Every weekend, we are patiently waiting for the new episodes of King the Land. I wasn't one of these people this time. Medyo hinintay ko po. I waited for at least 12 episodes first before I started watching. Kasi syempre, ayoko nang nabibitin. At least kung maghihintay man ako, konting hintay na lang. And syempre, 12 episode, minarato na naman ulit ng tita nyo. Gold medalist! Gold medalist na naman po ako sa marathon. It's the only type of marathon na sasalihan ko. Echos. Pero yun talaga, minarantoon ko na lang siya. Pero anyway, again, what I was saying, don't get me wrong. At the end, feel na feel ko. Okay, it took me a while, but I finally got to the same page as I think most of the people that watch this K-drama. At the end, feel ko na po yung kilig sa dalawa. And no wonder, there were news na they were actually dating in real life. Like si Junho and si Yuna are actually dating in real life. Kasi yung kislap ng mga mata at yung ngiti nila sa last 4 episodes, parang, huy, actingan lang to. Bakit parang iba na yan? Parang hindi na yan actingan. Parang ganon. Parang napapaisip ako na parang, ito ba ay si Chon Sarang o si Imuna na ito? Itong mga ngiting ito, kay Gu Won pa ba? Or kay ano na to? Kay Junho? Gumagano na yung isip ko . But anyway, yun nga. Parang I no longer see Gu Won and Chun Sarang, but more of Junho and Yuna na while watching King the Land. And yun nga, parang ano siya, King the Land to the tune of, bakit di na lang totohanin ang lahat? Parang ganun. I don't know if the younger generations can still relate to that song, but Google nyo na lang yung song. May song sa 90s noon, bakit di na lang totohanin ang lahat. Ganun. But anyway, so the kilig was there. But, yun nga, like I've said, it took me a while and I wanna say that I've seen better. Like, I can remember a lot more other K-dramas na episode 1 or 2 pa lang, pasok na, talagang throughout, talagang kilig na kilig ako. Maybe, to name a few, Crash Landing on You. Like, Crash Landing on You, episode 1 pa lang, first meetup nila, oh my God, andun na agad yung kilig sa akin. That, again, is for me. Ako lang yan, okay? Now, what I was saying before that whole thing, before my whole explanation, what made the K-drama different for me, what made King the Land different from me, were a couple of scenes, actually. A couple of scenes na, if you are a rom-com K-drama fan just like me, have seen so many rom-com K-dramas, I cannot even remember how many I have seen in total from the very beginning that I've started watching K-drama. I've seen so much, okay? And if you are like me who have seen at least more than 10 rom-com K-dramas in your lifetime, mahahalata mong iba. Mahahalata mong may iba dito sa King the Land, and it is so refreshing to see. Okay, so let me explain. First is yung episode where Gu Won, if you remember this was the episode where Gu Won cooked for Chon Sarang on their first ever, you know, really date sort of, and the whole fire and sprinkle eme like that. if you notice that during that moment, I don't know if, again, if you notice or remember this, but during that moment where they were locking their eyes, and alam mong palaplapan na. I'm so sorry for the term. Charot lang. Pero yung papunta na sila sa kiss, di ba? Gwon ask for permission first before finally kissing Sarang. And that for me was so refreshing because I just love the laplapan with consent. Kasi, let me explain. Madalas kasi, when you watch a K-drama, you often think how they handle things or do things are acceptable because we are so blinded by romance. And, you know, we're just watching a K-drama. We're blinded by the kilig. Pero for me, at the back of my mind, I always have this nagging thought that if this happened in real life, that could be considered as a sexual harassment or even a sexual assault. That's why when Gwon asked permission for their first ever kiss, I was like, finally, a K-drama lead who asked for consent. I don't know if there were other K-drama leads that also did that, but I cannot remember right now. And for me, this is the first time I've seen such interaction or at least such scene. And mga pamangkin, that's how it should be. Babae man or lalaki, babae man or lalaki, we should not be kissing people without their permission. Okay? Well, that's the first thing for me, okay? Second was when Gwon confronted his mom and was very cold to her, which is, you know, a typical K-drama. It's a typical. He went through a lot. He had abandonment issues. He felt betrayed. So there was a lot of process on their first meetup. And in a typical K-drama, it takes a bunch of scenes or even episodes before the lead, or maybe actually even a sit down heart to heart talk between the male lead and the female lead before the male lead finally realize his mistake and, you know, reconcile with the parent who abandoned them. But in King the Land, I'm so happy that the male lead decided it on his own. Walang masyadong heart to heart talk. There was a pep talk, I would say, but it was just like, you know, just Sarang also trying to share his her thoughts of what she think she would do if she had the time to be with.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Her mom again, something like that. But I was actually in most typical K-dramas, there's always this moment that the lead will always, the male lead usually, would always have this sit down heart to heart talk with the female lead, and the female lead will always convince him, patawarin mo na, nanay mo yan, tatay mo yan, you only have one chance, blah blah blah, ganon na parang it always, for me, it always looks like the male lead was just parang, I don't want to say manipulated, but it was something na parang he was actually influenced, I would say, influenced to get to that decision because of the love that he or she felt for the other lead. Diba? Parang ganun. And yun yung nakita ko sa ano. But in King the Land, I'm so happy that the male lead decided it on his own. And I think that was amazing to see that the start of his healing started in his own term, on his own, di ba? Maybe, yun nga, a little pep talk, pero unlike the other K-dramas, Gu-won realized on his own and that it's time to reconcile with his mom. And it did not take any longer than a couple of seconds, I would say, or even a minute or two, parang ganon, maximum. He just cried a little and then went back to the room and reconciled. And that was so refreshing for me to see in a rom-com K-drama. Ay, nako. It was like, ha? Bumalik na agad siya? Agad-agad? Teka, anong nangyari? Ganon. Ganon yung feeling ko dun sa scene na yun. So that one for me was unique and, again, truly refreshing. Third for me is that no one broke off with anyone. Hindi sila nag-break. When it was finally revealed to the public that they were in a relationship, no one asked for any breakup. Oh my God, you cannot imagine my happiness when they said that they were not even thinking of breaking up, even though the scandal of their relationship got published and their photos were all over social media and all those news. Both of them never even came across the idea of, you know, breaking up with the other because this is too much. This is not something I'm used to. Ganon, ganon. And when episode 15, oh my God, when episode 15 ended with, you know, yung pabitin episode nila with Sarang saying that she is done and want to quit it, I was so annoyed. Gigil na gigil po ang tita nyo. I was really thinking na, okay, here we go again. I thought this was different, but here we go again. With the, you know, I can't love you because you're rich and I'm poor, blah, blah, blah. Like every rom-com K-drama, laging ganon yung naiisip nangyayari. Like, di ba? Once na na-publish na sila ay mag-jowa and na-point out na na yung lalaki mayaman, yung babae mahirap, na parang maglalabas ng gold digger yung babae, ganun-ganun. They would, you know, the women usually would always ask, let's break it off. But I'm gonna, oh, that was very typical. But no, King the Land wasn't like that. So thank God that was really not the case for King the Land. So safe to say that it's your unique but typical rom-com K-drama. And it's for you to find out kung paano ko nasabi yun. Now, last but not the least on my list of things that made King the Land memorable for me is the proposal scene. The first proposal scene with the drones, oh my gosh, that was actually really beautiful. Although it had, you know, the similar vibe na naramdaman ko sa Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha. I don't know if you have seen that K-drama. But anyway, although it had the similar vibe as Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha, I still think King the Land was amazing for basically creating this character that chooses to postpone his proposal. Kahit ready na siya with the ring and got things planned out, yung may drone, may speech, and all those things. But he set that aside. He postponed his proposal to give way to the female lead who finally realizes what she wants to do. And, you know, finally wants to chase her dream. And I love that Gu-won did not push what he wants and respected the individuality of Chun Sarang. Very rare. Very, very rare in a rom-com K-drama. I cannot even remember if I've ever seen this type of scenario or scene. He waited until Sarang got everything settled with her new career as a hostel. I don't know what she owns. I think hotel owner before proposing again. And I was really happy with that. Because again, like I said, it's very rare that you even get to that scene na parang the guy was understanding enough to realize na this is not the time. Although he really loves to be with the woman, he really wants to marry her, pero he knows that this is not the perfect time. It's time for the woman to chase her dream, to live her own life, to follow what she wants to do, what she wants to do, things like that. I can only remember actually something like that, similar sa interview ni Drew Arellano when he was talking about why it took him that long to propose to Iya, because I think he was giving Iya time to fly, parang ganun, fly whatever. Hindi ko maalala yung exact line ni Drew Arellano. That was so long ago. But if you can, try to Google. He said something similar. And that for me, really, hindi naman resonate, but really, it stuck with me. Na meron palang ganun, na parang, pwede pala in real life and even in K-dramas na men would let you fly. You know, open your wings, fly, soar high to follow your dreams. And they would just be there patiently waiting behind you, helping you. Ganon, di ba? Parang cheering you on. Oh. And that was something that made, yun nga, King of the Land very memorable for me. All of those things, actually, that I've mentioned, for me, made King of the Land memorable. Despite, again, everything else being too formulated. And before I finally give my final thoughts on the K-drama, a quick rundown muna tayo sa mga thoughts ko naman sa extra things or sub-story of the K-drama. First, love the OST. I finally got to hear Punch again. And I know she has done a lot of other songs before this one and after Goblin and a few other K-dramas na naging popular talaga siya. But hearing her and the song that she sang for this K-drama was, again, so perfect. Always perfect for the scene whenever it was played throughout this K-drama. Really love it. Also, love the whole Thailand trip. Isa lang talagang naisip ko while watching the episode. My budget! Or I think it possibly, I don't know, pero maybe you can do the research. I have not, obviously. But I think possibly my discount yun from the government. I know some government will give you some kind of like incentive for shooting on Thailand or on their country just as a part of their promotion as well. And I can definitely say Thailand succeeded with at least me. Like, Thailand is back, definitely back on my list. I've been to Thailand, I think 2020, 21 or something like that. Anyway, I've been to Thailand and I always say life is too short to be traveling to the same country more than once if you only have, you know, limited resources and yeah, life is too short. So I always try to go to a different country at least every year, di ba? If my budget. Siyempre. Pero yun nga, I've never been to the same country twice. Well, except for Philippines, but never to the same country twice. And Thailand, after watching this K-drama, oh my God, it's back on my list. And, you know, I wanna go back to that, to experience the food trip and ang ginawa nila dito, yung boat ride. Oh my gosh. I really want to go to Thailand again because of that. So if that was the goal of Thailand, then you won me. Panalo na kayo sa akin. Anyway, that I love. Not so love doon sa whole fake smile trauma backstory. Like, I felt that I had to put in a lot of effort for me to relate to Gowon's trauma in the K-drama. At first, it didn't really make sense to me. Usually, yung mga baggages or issues ng mga K-drama leads, it's relatable, like abandonment issues, things like that. So I would always be able to relate one way or another. But dito kasi sa trauma niya na ayaw niya makakita ng mga fake smiles and because of what happened nung bata siya, na tinatanong niya kung nasa na mama niya, pero people were just smiling and was like, huh? Hindi. Well, for me, hindi ma-reach siya ng utak ko. So that was not so much love. Love the flight attendant BFF love story and the walking green flag Joa. Oh my gosh. It took them so long to finally get together, but I was so happy when they finally did. Oh my God. Like, finally. Now, not so love naman the sub story of the married friend. Although I like the revenge part where she finally got revenge on her lazy husband and the parasite in-laws, I don't like that she just passed the torture she endured to the husband. I was expecting that they could have worked it out, meet halfway, parang ganon, or some kind of realization with the husband that what he calls as punishment is an expected chore done by his wife on a daily basis. Tapos, paipasanin pa ng mga in-laws na parasites. So parang, I was expecting that they would meet halfway and, you know, tutulungan na nila isa't isa with all the chores. But it did not. So I'm actually not loving that part. Love Mr. No. Mr. No for his loyalty. Kinabahan ako ng very light sa kanya. Kasi akala ko nung una, magbe-betray siya. Pero I should have guessed that his character is also the typical loyal sidekick in every rom-com K-drama. Like, typical. I should have known. Love also the father and how he was not the usual hiwalayin mo ang anak ko type of father. Yes, he reassigned Sarang temporarily and I get him. I understand why he had to do it because there was so many issues, kailangan nila magpalamig, ganun. But at least that was the worst that he did, actually. He did not insist the wedding with the daughter of his friend, although that could expand their business, right? But he did not. And he did not oppose to the wedding of Gu Won and Chon Sarang. So that I love. Not so love the sister. She was effective in making my blood boil, definitely. Pero with all due respect sa actress, I honestly felt that she was either too old for the role she's portraying or the father is too young for the role. Parang hindi sila swak camera-wise. I mean, parang yung camera testing or anong sinasabi nila doon? Screen test, parang ganon. Hindi swak yung father and daughter. Parang I could have actually mistaken her as the mistress or the other wife. Pero yeah, but again, that's just my opinion. Love Halmoni and all the market people. You know, after watching Hometown Cha 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 again, Hometown Cha 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 na naman. This K-drama reminded me of Hometown Cha 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 so much. Anyway, after watching Hometown Cha Cha Cha, I felt na may ano ko, may PTSD. May PTSD ako kay Halmoni every time I see her. So during the scene na binibigay niyo kay Sarah, yung mga passbook niya, yung mga ipon niya, ng pinagbentahan niya ng ginseng, somehow I felt na namamaalam na naman siya. Like it's a Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha all over again. And you know, I just found myself, natawa na lang talaga ako sa sarili ko. Kasi I was really feeling scared. Without any reason. Hindi ko alam. Ako lang ba? O kayo din? Anyway, so overall, if I will rank King the Land from a scale of 1 to 10, I would give it a 9.3. In romance, I want to say as a rom-com specialist, medyo mga 9 lang. Pero the overall turnout of this story of the K-drama, the uniqueness of the K-drama, despite being the typical rom-com, for me, it's a solid 9.3. Definitely one of the best rom-com of this year. Actually, parang ito nga lang yung naging successful na rom-com this year. I cannot remember anything. I'm so sorry if there were. But right now, half of the year, I would say this is actually the best rom-com. Yeah. So definitely, kung hindi mo pa napapanood, ewan ko kung bakit mo pinakinggan ito dahil ang dami kong spoilers. Pero, trust me, it's still worth watching. And the things that I've said are not even the tip of the iceberg. There's so many things na nakakakilig na nangyari sa K-drama na ito. So go and watch it. It is available for streaming on Netflix. But again, everything that I said in this episode is my opinion. akin lang po yan. And I would love to also know about your thoughts about the K-drama, King the Land. Did you also like it? What's your favorite scene? Na-trauma ka din, ba kay Halmoni? Let me know through any of my social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. It's all at Anyong Tita. And with that, good night, kids. I love you, Bruno Mars.
Kamsahamnida! Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars. And if you want to be updated, make sure to follow the podcast, hit the notification bell, and also follow me at Anyong Tita on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram so you won't miss out on anything. And catch our weekly deep dive K-drama conversations every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or other podcast streaming platforms here at your favorite K-drama show with your favorite K-drama tita. Anyong Tita!
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.